something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You can leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. There's a handy little microphone icon you will want to look for, and that's how you get it done. Steve Miggs, who has been leaving us voice messages lately?
All right, let's check out our first voice message.
Fishing at Wild Waves, Miggs. So what'd you think? Did you guys have a good time? Crazy, we're not going to have Wild Waves anymore.
Yep, yep. Yeah, on Monday, we went to Wild Waves.
And the countdown is on.
The countdown is on, especially for the water park is closing pretty soon, and then the theme park itself is going to close, I think, sometime in November.
Wow.
But we took Tatum for her first time ever to Wild Waves. Tatum had a blast. I had fun. Sid was there. But I have to say, I mean this with the utmost respect, I am so glad that we never have to go to Wild Waves again.
What wow. happened?
It sucks.
No!
And I mean, I still had fun, but there is just so much. I don't even know where to start. So we get there. The parking lot is already packed. We got there maybe like 20 minutes after it opened. So I'm like, all right, it's Monday, but here we are. Parking lot's packed. We go straight to the amusement park side because we're like, let's save the water park stuff for when it gets a little bit hotter out. Because it's still like maybe like high 60s, 70 degrees.
Yeah.
So we go over there and it's awesome. Like the theme park was great. The lines weren't very long. Tatum was having a blast. We were having a good time walking around. And then we go to the water park side.
Uh-oh.
And Danny, you've been there, right?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
My God, is that place... I've never had more panic attacks and more anxiety just being around that many people in my entire life. It was insane.
How many water slides did you go on there, Steve?
Zero.
Did Tatum go on any?
Zero. We couldn't. The lines were insane.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like, how are you even, like, how are they closing? First of all, the place was packed on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
It just is insane to me that this place is closing. It's dirty. So, like, all we could go to, we even tried to go to the Lazy River.
Yeah.
I mean, they really take the lazy part to heart. People are taking forever on this damn river. The line was forever. Like, we couldn't even get into the Lazy River. We're like, okay, we can't even get in it.
They had a line for the Lazy River.
The line was ridiculous.
That's crazy. I've never had a line for the Lazy River. So, you know what? Honestly,
the line almost went outside of Wild Waves.
I wonder how many people are going just because it's the last time they can go.
You know what I think also it is this year? In order to get a day pass, it's like $65.
Yeah.
To get a season pass, it's $69.
Yeah.
No.
So there were a lot of people who I talked to. Met a lot of cool listeners. That was really awesome. Like, had some fun conversations with people. And they're like, yeah, we got the season pass because it was like $5 more.
Yeah, if you go more than once, you're paying for it.
It's insane.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, so then we're in the wave pool, which got shut down several times. And at one point, there was a medic. I'm not exactly sure what was going on. I'm pretty sure it's because parents don't even pay attention to their children.
Yep.
That was also crazy. I can go on forever about how insane this experience was. We overheard on the walkie-talkie that there was a missing child. We saw a family looking for their child that they lost. We saw a child that was alone by herself talking to somebody trying to figure out where her parents were. I'm like, are people not paying attention to their own children?
No, they're not.
It's insane, dude.
It is crazy. The wild, because they have to, I think it's every 15, 20 minutes, they have to clear the entire wave pool to make sure that there's nothing gross in there. And so they go and like inspect it and then they let people go back in. We went one year during when everything was shut down and they were making everyone social distance, and we waited like 45 minutes for the wave pool and then they shut it down the minute we got inside.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am so done with
this. Dude, there was like three different times where we were going to the wave pool and we're like, oh, there's nobody in the wave pool, and then, oh, there's an ambulance. Okay. It was just pure insanity. And then to top it off, my wife, you know, she's a germaphobe. I don't know how many Band-Aids I saw floating in the wave pool. It was just like, I'm like kicking them away to keep them away from Tatum. Like, I'm like, I needed like a force shield just to keep my daughter from not getting touched by a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And other things that I wasn't even sure what they were floating in the waves.
So how did Tatum feel about the experience?
She loved every second of it.
Of course.
She wanted to go back. I'm like, oh, bummer. It's closing like next week.
Hey, you know what? As long as she had fun, that's all that really matters.
And there was one part, you know, there's like the kids splash zone.
Yeah.
With like that part was insane. So like now I'm on high alert because people are losing their child left and right. So Tatum wants to go up into this thing, and usually it's meant for kids, some adults. She's like, Daddy, come with me. I'm like, you know what? Actually, I will. Oh my gosh, that was like a war zone. There's water flying. I had like a I had water just like nail me so hard in the face from that pirate mouth that like my ears were ringing. Like it was just kids are screaming, adults are crying. The whole thing was just nuts.
When I was little and my parents took me to Wild Waves, I was a leash kid, guys.
I can understand why.
I was a freaking leash kid when I was like 3 years old. They were like, no way this girl cannot be like left without a leash.
I mean, all that, that's why I did not want to leave Tatum's side, especially in that place, because I was like, it was insanely packed, overpacked, and it was just pure bedlam over there. I'm like, we'll lose our child. So I went with her, and it was, at the end of the day, I had so much fun with her. Like, it was a blast doing like all the obstacles and things like that, but I never want to do it again.
You lived to tell the tale, Steve.
Wild Waves. Best of luck to you.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.